The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hello and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning, and our very special guest, 2 weeks in a row, Aaron Brown from Energy Smart Insulation. Aaron is the residential commercial estimator. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me again.
Thanks for being with us. We are here to answer real estate questions and discuss numerous real estate topics every Saturday and Sunday. We have a full-time real estate office with many full-time realtors. We've been listing and selling real estate for over 40 years. We're the proud recipient of the Quality Service Award from Century 21 for 2010 and 2011. During the week, feel free to email us
with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
You can view our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com. We also have video there of all our agents. We also have archive radio shows there. Friend us on Facebook or follow me on Twitter at Jackie Ruddy. Okay, good morning, Aaron. Aaron Brown, can you give me a little bit of background on your company and you and what you do?
Sure. My name is Aaron Brown. You got that out of the way already, but I've been with this company, Energy Smart Insulation, a local company based right out of Scranton for the past two years now. The owner being Gerald Robb from Clark Summit, PA, very local. The business started 30 years ago in Florida doing spray foam roofing, and actually, you know, kind of on the same theme, picked up to do the spray foam insulation.
Okay. And you guys also have a radio show on Sundays, which airs at noon after our real estate roundtable. Table show at 11:30. You air at noon to 12:30, and it's called Energy Solutions.
Energy Solutions, you got
it. Okay, great. Last week we had a great discussion with you, and we talked about the different types of insulations and retrofitting, taking an older house and improving it with some spray foam insulation, and return on investment we touched on. Are there different types of spray foam insulation? When I think of spray foam insulation, I just think it's one thing.
Right, you just say, you know, it's foam. Yeah, sure, right. Now, absolutely not. There are a ton of differences with foams. There's, you know, your typical, when you're thinking about foam, it's your open cell and closed cell. That's the main two differences. The difference between the two is basically, to put it in lamest terms, they're both going to give you the same insulation value. Not that one's better than the other. Your closed cell has a waterproofer built in. So it's not that one's better than the other, just for different applications throughout the home.
Okay, so when would you use an open cell and when would you use a closed cell?
Okay, you would use an open cell foam, say in a case of an attic, your walls, and even sometimes in a crawl space. Now, that depends because of the moisture issues. Where you get into the closed cell foam, it's a higher density, it has a waterproofer built in. So that is typically what we would recommend in a high moisture area like a basement, a crawl space, a stone foundation, anything like that. But you know, if you have no moisture in your crawl space, you can get away with the open cell foam. Like I said, they're all going to give it the same insulation value. So if you do have moisture, to definitely go with the closed cell.
But well, Aaron, what I'm thinking is if you don't have moisture today, it doesn't mean you're not going to have moisture tomorrow.
Right.
In roofs and crawl spaces, I've seen, you know, problems with roofs and things like that. So if you did, is there a difference in cost on the open cell and the closed cell?
Yes. The open cell is about half the price of the closed cell because of the density.
And the waterproofing element.
Yes.
Okay. Makes sense to me. All right. So are there different manufacturers?
Absolutely. It's just like anything else. There are a ton of manufacturers. There's BASF. A lot of people know, you know, the chemical company. There's Demilac. There's Lapolla, there's Isonine, the list goes on and on. But it's not that anyone is better than the other. Again, they're different color to symbolize different manufacturers. They all have their open and open and closed cell foam, and also they have like a very green product for the environment. They all have kind of their same deal.
Okay, so there's really no difference.
Right.
All right. Okay. So, and you know, Is this something that you would advise a homeowner to take on themselves? Is application of spray foam insulation something that a homeowner can do on their own?
I mean, a lot of people think that they can do it. You know, a lot of people want to do it to save some money. Now, the thing is, to have professionals come in and do it, you could pay, you know, pennies more on the dollar to have a lifetime guarantee. So to have for professionals to come in, get it done in a timely fashion, and you know, not just a little peace of mind and not have to worry about it, like I said, with that lifetime guarantee, to just let us do it. Might be the best route. Not saying that you can't go ahead and do it. You know, they do sell the kits, but like I said, to save, you know, pennies on the dollar, you're not going to be saving so much more and then have the aggravation to do it all yourself. You know, it really depends on the person, I guess. If you're a real handy person, then, you know, maybe you could pull it off. Now, the thing is, with the kits that they sell to do it yourself, the real problem is it's all about the weather. It all depends on the weather with the kits, the yield with them. What happens is you have basically two almost propane tanks, and one's an A and one's a B. What happens is you run out of air before material. So you could, you know, be stuck with half of your wall done and still have all this left in, you know, you're shaking it around and you can't get it out because there's no air to get it out of the tank.
Yeah,
so,
I know about this from experience.
Right.
If the temperature of the cylinders is key, if the temperature is not about 90 degrees, so the normal homeowner, and I did it when it was in July, and I had these cylinders lined up in the driveway in the sun, and I'm running around with a thermal, with an imager, a thermometer, finding out what temperature it is and getting them just the right temperature. I mean, we did it. It came out nice. And then I had an instance. There's a line set that comes from it, an A and a B line set. And I actually had one of these tubes actually just blow up in my hand.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it blew up in my hand. And now I have A all over the place because the line's going crazy. And I have B all over the place, all over there.
So now your mixture's
off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what's great. All over.
I wonder where I was.
No, you were nowhere to be found.
Oh, that's good.
And then when I finally got it straightened back out, I put it back up. And then I sprayed it on the wall. And the stuff is sliding.
That was after you cleaned the driveway.
No, it was in the house.
All evidence was removed.
My nice radiant heat floor.
Oh.
I cleaned up everything. And now it's running down the walls, like, you know, like I'm tripping on acid, like, you know, the walls are melting. So I had to scrape it off. So I mean, sometimes
you
get what you pay for.
All right.
yeah, it can be difficult.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Gordy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. It's funny. That was like 5 years ago.
Yeah, spend the money sometimes.
Sometimes. When he tripped on acid 5 years ago?
No.
Or when he did it?
I'm not aware of that one. But I have... Jeez.
I heard about stories about people tripping on acid.
All right.
Geez.
Okay, but 5 years ago...
Throw the disclaimer out there.
I never heard of this before.
Oh yeah, no. I had the incident we like to call it in the kitchen where the cylinder blew apart. I mean, I'm not going to mention.
Was that on the honey-do list? And she was away.
Oh no, we were doing the whole house over, and we had the house down. I mean, to be fair, I used nine different sets of A and B, and on one of them it just blew up. And the manufacturer was good, and they sent me another set. But still, I had all the work. I got to scrape all this stuff down. I had to do it twice.
Sure.
Plus the hassle of waiting until it comes back, hoping that the weather is going to be just right for the temperature of my cans.
Right. And it, like you just said, you know, it is a lot of aggravation, you know, like we talk about all the time. You know, if you're going to buy tires, you go to a tire store, you know, you leave it up to the professionals. We do it every day. This is what we do. This is what we're confident in. You know, we know everything about spray foam insulation. We can come in and get it done in a timely fashion and not have to deal with the issues that you're having in your driveway there.
Well, you see what a person that doesn't do this every day, you see the things that have to be done. I'm sure that
right. We know what to look for. We know what to plastic off. We know what should be sprayed, what shouldn't be sprayed.
Right.
We know the codes. We know what to do.
I'm sure. And it's just like real estate. What do we say?
Right.
You know, we think that people should list their house with a real estate professional. Don't go it alone. There's so much to think about and know about. The contracts are.
Unfortunately, in your case, the same as mine, a lot of times they don't think about it until, you know,
right.
It's
now,
too late.
Now, with this A and this B set, the stuff that he's talking about, once you start using it, you got to keep going until it's gone. So if you got a set with 600 square feet, you better be ready to do 600 square feet, or it starts setting up in the lines, you're changing tips, it doesn't mix right.
Right, you need the Gatorade on the side and just, you know, with a little hose coming,
and don't
just
get
keep
it,
going.
And don't get it on you because you can't get it off.
So temperature is something that matters. So for your application process, Aaron, you have to worry about the temperature?
Not so much, because we're on a much bigger scale. The temperature doesn't affect us as much as on the littler packs like that, on the smaller packs, I guess I would say. Now, we operate on a much bigger scale where it's more or less an actual machine and two 55-gallon drums. So not really the whole pack right there. It's a machine, and then we can actually control. But when it gets down into the teens, that's when you get into where it's going to affect the yield and things like that. But there, you know, there's not too many days where it's too bad.
So you don't have the concerns that someone that's doing it on their own has.
Right. I mean, there's definitely some concerns about, you know,
timing and.
Right, exactly. But as far as the yield goes, it's not too eminent until you get into the very cold months.
So the difference on the open cell and the closed cell is the cost, and the closed cell is the waterproofing.
Right. It's like I said, it's not that one's better than the other. You know, a lot of people say that closed cell is the only way to go, and it's not the truth. Because if you say you go to an attic application and you wanted to put your closed cell in an attic, well, what would happen? It's going back to, it's a waterproofer. Now, if you ever had a leak, you know, you'd never know it. You could pretty much, you know, rot the roof line out without even knowing you had a leak. So in the case of a roof line, we wouldn't want to put the waterproofer up there. We would go with the open cell foam to where you would ever have a leak, it would allow
you
that moisture to pass through.
You would discover it and be able
you
to
take care of it.
You would
be able to fix it, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Without rotting the roof line out.
All right. Hold that thought, because I want to talk about that after the break. Before we go to break, we're going to review a listing, Pat, please.
Yes, we have a nice double, an up and a down, available at 522 Depot Street, Scranton, for $119,000. It has a nice three-bedroom, one-bath apartment upstairs with a completely remodeled kitchen and a laundry room, plus a full walk-up attic. The upstairs was owner-occupied. That's the nice unit. It has spacious rooms and separate electric heat on the second floor and gas heat on the first floor. It has separate hot water heaters. You can live upstairs and rent out the downstairs, have them pay your mortgage. That's 522 Depot Street, Scranton, a double family home for $119,000. And that's listed by Trish Conway of our office.
Okay. We have buyers that can't seem to find what they're looking for. If you have a property that fits these following descriptions, give us a call. We may have a buyer for you. Julie Roback is working with a pre-approved buyer looking in the Mid-Valley and Valley View school districts. They're looking for three bedrooms, and they would like a garage, and they're looking in the $80,000 price range. She also has a buyer in the Dunmore Mid-Valley area, also Greenfield. They'll go out to Greenfield. Pre-approved for three bedrooms. They do want a yard, and they're looking to spend about $120,000. Jason Thomas has two investors. They're out-of-the-area investors that would like to purchase anywhere in Lackawanna County, 4 to 6 units, multi-unit dwelling, $200,000 or less, pre-approved. It's break time. Please stay with us. We will be back in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, you'll experience the gold standard. Their network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. They know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. They'll shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. They're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit www.jruddy.com, where they work to champion your best interests all the way.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Savani.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our very special guest, Aaron Brown from Energy Smart Insulation. Aaron is a residential commercial estimator. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. What's your contact information, please?
Okay, if you have any questions about the show or spray foam insulation, any questions at all, you can email me at aaron@nepaenergysmart.com. That's two A's, Aaron, A-A-R-O-N. Or you can go to our website, www.nepaenergysmart.com.
Before the break, we were starting to talk about the roof area and condensation issues that might occur in open cell. Would help if that's the type of product used, you would be able to see if there is a leak or water issue and be able to correct it. Whereas with the closed cell application, it's a waterproofing application, so
right.
You're not going to see when there's water or problems, and you may not be able to fix it.
Exactly. You could have a leak and not even know it, and exactly just, you know, rot your roofline out without ever even seeing it.
Okay. So in the roofing areas, you suggest the open cell application, correct?
9 times out of 10. The only time I would not would be if it was a metal roof, where you could have a convection issue, where there is a lot of moisture issues. That is where you would want to install the closed cell foam to have that vapor barrier.
Because a metal roof, you're not going to be replacing.
Right. A metal roof is going to last, you know, 25, 30, 40, you know, on and on and on. It's going to last a long time. A metal roof is built to last. A traditional roof, now it could, you know, eventually rot out to where if we were to spray it to the underside of the roof and you ever had to replace the sheathing, you know, that's where the foam is going to go with the roof.
You read my mind, because that was my question. If you're spray foaming that area and say 10 years down the road, that homeowner has to replace that roof and the sheathing has to be torn off and new sheathing applied, what happens?
Right. I mean, the foam's on the sheathing.
Right.
So essentially, you know, you're taking everything right out. Now, the thing is, when you're replacing a roof, a lot of times your sheathing is not rotted. Your sheathing is usually okay, unless you had a substantial leak or you let your roof go for a very long time. Usually they're just going to replace the shingles. They don't usually have to replace the sheathing. So
usually
a lot of times
they don't, but sometimes they do.
Right. There are definitely cases. Sure.
Is that some part of your assessment? Is that what you look at to see how, like, if the composition shingle is worn out, the sheathing?
If I go into a home and I'm doing an estimate, and I go up in the attic to look what they have up there for insulation, that is where I would recommend whether they would spray it to the floor or to the roof line. And if I were to see that it was rotted, I would either recommend that they, you know, obviously replace it and put a new roof on it before we were to do it, or insulate to the floor rather than going right to that sheathing.
You know, a lot of inspectors don't like to see the insulation against the roof line. They say that the shingles can't breathe.
Exactly. That's the big thing. And that's a convection problem. Now, our foam eliminates convection, but in a completely different way, not by having a vapor barrier, but by having an airtight seal. What we do is, say, going back to the ventilation purposes where it needs to breathe, we actually come in with an open cell foam and we'll actually seal up your gable end walls, your soffits, your ridge vent, eliminate all that ventilation. Now, what we do is we create a complete and total airtight seal. So going back to the air movement elimination, fiberglass, cellulose are only going to eliminate about 40% of air movement, and spray foam is going to eliminate about 98%. We create an airtight seal. So essentially, we're keeping the warm air inside of the house and the cold air outside. So what happens is, say it's a winter day and you have fiberglass stapled, you know, right to the underside of the sheathing in your attic. What happens is you're going to have the warm air from the inside of the house and the cold air from the outside constantly mixing,
creating moisture.
Exactly. That's going to cause moisture that has to be vented out through your ridge vent and soffits. What we do by creating a complete total airtight seal, encapsulating the building, we keep the warm air inside and the cold air outside, so therefore they can't even touch. So the moisture is never created.
So then you don't have the moisture problems.
Exactly. There's no reason to vent. Now, that also does a couple other things for you. It keeps your attic area on a, you know, a 1.5 level. This is great, or a Cape Cod or something like that, where you use your attic for a living space. We foam the whole entire roof line and create what's called a conditioned space. So now your attic is not 130 degrees on a 90 degree day out. You know, it's, if your first floor is 70, your second floor is 72, 73 degrees. So it keeps it reasonable and comfortable.
Pat, do you have any questions?
How much does this cost to do an attic space?
Way too much.
No.
it really varies depending on the you know, what, number one, how many inches you want to go with, whether you're going to go to the floor, and obviously on the square footage. It really depends on the size of the attic. Typically, with the average size home, you're looking a normal investment between $2,000 and $3,000 for your average 1,500 square foot home.
Okay, good. Now, when you do the injection foam, as a homeowner, how does that homeowner know that you did what you said you were going to do?
It's a very common question. I guess you're never going to tear your wall down to, you know, see that we did what we said we were going to do.
And we don't have radar vision.
Exactly. You can't see through the sheetrock.
Okay.
Okay, but we do have a thermal imaging camera that can. So all what right. we do is we go before, number one, to find where the problems are before on our original estimate, and then afterwards we came in and did the injection product, filled up your cavities, but like you said, never tore down the walls, so you really don't know what's behind there. That's where we can come in afterwards, go up and down every single stud with you, the homeowner, to check to make sure there is no air loss. If there was, we would come back out and pretty much, you know, take care of it free of charge. That is the guarantee that you get.
Aaron, tell me this. You know, you go in, you do your thing, you're in your basements, the crawl space, the attics, the sidewalls, and you're doing your thing. You have all the spray foam insulation and the injection foam, and it's complete. How does somebody, a homeowner, add a wire, add a bathroom, do plumbing, do wiring, do anything in of that nature?
Yeah, what about the wiring that's in the wall that gets covered with this insulation?
The existing wiring, we actually have testing that proves it'll never sweat or cause a fire or anything like that. So we can encapsulate the wires you have, no problem. Now, I think what you were getting back to, Jackie, was how you're going to run a wire after the fact, mm-hmm. after we come in and insulate. With your lower density open cell foams, it's not as hard or as dense as the closed cell foam. So if you had to, you could, you know, push a wire through that with maybe a wire snake or even a clothes hanger, if you would like. The thing is, with that injection product, that actually gets very hard when it's in the wall. It adds a lot of structure. The same thing with the closed cell. It gets very, very stiff. Now, with the injection product, you're filling the whole entire cavity. So really, there's no room to really run wires at that point, and it does get pretty stiff, so it makes it very difficult to run wires. The only thing I could say to be for the fact would be to run like a conduit or something like that to be able to run the wire through, to just have that there for insurance. Now, with the spray foam, the closed cell, yes, it does get very hard, although in the walls, you typically only use about 2 to 2.5 inches. So in a 2x4 or a 2x6 cavity, you will have a lot of extra room within the cavity to run the wires, you know, on the other side of the foam.
Let me ask you something. What's the fire rating on this stuff? Does this stuff burn?
No, it is it's a class 1 fire rating. So it would burn at a certain temperature. Anything that gets hot enough, cigarette butts, diapers, anything that gets hot enough is definitely going to burn at a certain point. So I guess what I'm saying, if the whole entire home was on fire, it would burn with the rest of the home. It's going to come down with the rest of it. It is self-extinguishing. Therefore, if you put a flame to it and you were to take it away, it will go out.
Putting that stuff in my wall, I want to make sure it's
right.
not going to
yeah,
burn.
Yeah, you're not going to have to worry about it causing a fire or anything like that. Like I said, if the structure is burning, it will burn. If you were to take the flame away, it will put itself out.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here with us today is Aaron Brown from Energy Smart Insulation. Aaron, how about your contact information, please?
You can email me directly at aaron@nepaenergysmart.com, or you can go to our website at nepaenergysmart.com.
Tell me a little bit, you know, a lot of stuff that I read talks about isonine.
Right, that is a manufacturer of the foam, yes.
Okay, and it's one thing that I read is that it seems to be the Cadillac of...
Right, I guess you're touching on the premier brand, I guess,
right.
of foam, sure.
Okay.
They do a lot of testing on the products to keep the homeowners really involved. And if you go on their website, they do have a great website, isonine.com, I-C-Y-N-E-N-E, and there's a lot to learn.
Tons of information.
Tons of information. Isonine is a great company. They do have a lot to offer.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I found that was really interesting about isonine is that, you know, it's a product that's used in a lot of times museums and art galleries because the product is so well thought of and, you know, for the sensitive needs of a museum and an art gallery or so on and so forth, that's the type that is used. And maintains its performance, and there's no loss of R value over time. But that's with any of these products.
Right, absolutely. That is, you know, assuming that they are applied correctly. Isonine, all the products do have a lifetime warranty, which has to be filled out. You know, obviously, they have it, you know, filled out within 30 days of your application. But we would take care of that for you. So a little peace of mind. It would be the manufacturer would, guarantee the product, and you know, we would guarantee the labor.
Soundproofing. What could you tell us about soundproofing, please?
That goes usually into the injection product. A lot of times if you're going to soundproof, you're dividing units like an apartment complex or a party wall, for example. A lot of times with the injection foam, we can do that, and it is water soluble. So we go from the inside, drill a hole right into your sheetrock, and can actually patch that too. So it, you know, wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to come in and do that. It wouldn't be like a life-changing experience. They gut the whole walls. It is only a 3-inch hole, so you wouldn't have to tear down all the sheetrock. We can inject the foam and then fill the whole cavity for some pretty good sound detonation.
Okay, and you have to inject how much? You have to fill the whole cavity?
Yes, that the injection product, that's the only way to do it, is to fill the entire cavity.
Okay, and it's how much a square foot?
Again, depending on the size of the cavity, roughly 2x4 or 2x6, you're looking between $2.50 and $3 a square foot.
Aaron, there's a lot of people interested in green products out there that want to focus on having green products in their life and in their homes. What type of products do you offer that have those that type of classification?
Okay, all of our products are definitely an energy efficient product. That's for sure. Now, typically your traditional foam insulation is a polyurethane foam, which isn't exactly the best for the environment. Now, the newer products now, they actually have, which is their green product, it's made from recycled materials, actually with a water blown technology, completely away from the urethane, and has a global warming potential of 1, which is the same as water. So it's pretty much as green as it's going to get for the environment.
What R value can one expect on this type of insulation that you offer, as opposed to cellulose, fiberglass, and those types of insulation? Does spray foam insulation outperform those? And if so, how?
Absolutely. Spray foam applications outperform your traditional types of insulation by quite a bit. The thing is, when you're talking about R value and foam, you kind of throw it right out the window. It's all about the air sealing qualities, not so much the R value. The reason being is we can take 2 inches of foam, which is an R14, and outperform an R38 of fiberglass by more than 50%. And that's strictly because the R38 of fiberglass is placed there and it's never going to create an airtight seal, which where we're going to eliminate 98% of air movement with just 2 inches. So the thing is, you can take an R38 of fiberglass, put it on top of another R38, and never stop that air movement. That's not what it's designed to do. So the spray foam insulation, we can come in there with half the R value and perform well over that. So R value in foam, the performance of it is about an R60, if you really wanted to see what the performance of. We outperform fiberglass cellulose, like I said, by about 50%.
Okay, excellent. We have had a fascinating 2 weeks with you. It's something that I feel is, you know, something very informative, and many people can benefit from insulating their homes properly and would receive a significant return on investment. So thank you for imparting your infinite wisdom and knowledge and information.
Thank you for having me.
On the Real Estate Roundtable, we really appreciate Aaron Brown from Energy
Smart. It's been a long 2 weeks.
Well, you got another show coming up soon, don't you?
All right. And again, residential commercial estimator, and how can we reach you?
You can contact me directly. Email me with any questions, aaron@nepaenergysmart.com. That's 2 A's in the Aaron. Also, you can go to our website, www.nepaenergysmart.com. All of our contact information is there. Feel free to give us a call.
Thank you so much, Aaron. And Pat, you want to take us out with an article, please?
Yes, I have. According to Realtor Magazine, optimizing the use of space in a home will not only attract buyers, but give sellers more bang for their bucks. I thought this was very fascinating. Here are some examples of remodeling costs return when selling your home. All right. An attic bedroom addition that costs you $50,000 will recoup you $36,000 when you sell the home. So that's 72% of the cost. Siding replacement that costs $13,400 would recoup $10,500. That's 78%. That's probably the best one. Entry door replacement that costs $1,200 would recoup $900, or 73%. So this is where you're going to spend your money. And here's also another one. Minor kitchen remodel. That's a minor remodel. It says a minor remodel costs $19,500. I wonder what a full remodel would cost.
Oh, gosh.
Now, you're expected to recoup $14,000 out of that $19,000, or 72%. And here's one I thought was surprising. Garage door replacement that costs $1,500 is expected to recoup $1,080, or 72% when you resell your home. So when you're doing remodels, look into what you're spending your money on.
And my tip today is Mother Earth-inspired elements from my Realtor magazine for March, April. Nature is popular in staging this year. Popular color palettes are reminiscent of natural elements. Reds found in earth and soil, blues of the ocean, lush greens of the forest, and neutrals that draw from the softer textured look of eggs, seashells, and sand. These natural tones are being paired with color accents such as Tangerine Tango.
Tangerine Tango.
Is that orange?
That's the orange from last week. You were listening. Very good, Aaron. That's the Pantone Color Institute's Color of the Year. Also, look for accessories that incorporate natural elements, such as woven baskets, leather stools, and cotton towels. Wrapping it up, we'd like to thank all who tuned in today to today's Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker during the week.
Feel free to email us with any questions at questions@jready.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or if you want to suggest a topic, send us that or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
View our listings or search the MLS by going to jruddy.com, where you can also listen to archive radio shows and check out our videos on our realtors, and client testimonials are there too. Friend us on Facebook, and remember to tune in next week, Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30, to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate. Have an astounding weekend.